This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are the start times of these?
8:08.
Every single one of them?
Well, the first three, for sure.
Okay.
All right, good. As long as it's not any later than that. Like, I thought maybe they'd, on a Friday or a Saturday, dump a 9:08 on us.
No, they're not.
Because it's out in L.A.
Nope.
And it's a weekend. You know, we'll throw you a little 9:37 action right here.
8:08 on Friday, 8:08 on Saturday.
All right, nice.
They have 8:08 every day.
8:08 every day?
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
I didn't see that.
Oh, I'd like a little 7:08, love a 5:08, love a 6:08, but 8:08. You know what? You sign up for that. You know, well, it's got to be West Coast. You got to be.
Hey, if you're Fox TV, you want these things jammed right into prime time. You know, Friday and Saturday aren't usually big prime time nights, but because it is LA and it is New York, it's going to work out well for their ratings.
Yeah. You know, and they played a promo, Fox. It wasn't like a World Series promo. It was more just like a postseason promo. But they played it when the Dodgers tacked on those two runs and to make it 2-1 to 4-1. And they went right into break. And it was the only two players they showed were Ohtani and Judge. I thought that was on purpose.
I was like, yeah, of course it was.
MLB postseason on Fox. And they just showed Ohtani hitting a home run and then Judge running around.
Honestly, I'm surprised Fox hasn't put Tom Brady in the booth.
And that pissed me off, to be honest with you. But they ended up being right. Because that's what we're going to get. Ohtani and Judge. They're not going to get me. You know what? They may do a little cross-promotion with Tom Brady.
Oh, they have to. This is where he comes into play now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they have a lot of stuff going on out there. And with Tom Brady, they're promoting a lot of different things. Why wouldn't you promote this?
Can we find out, I wonder, in this day and age with digital ticketing, that the person who wins the tickets here, when we give them away on Friday, if they resell them? I wonder if we could figure that out, because I'd like to know. Because, you know, Fleegs the other day was telling me he got, you know, you enter a lottery for the Taylor Swift tickets, I guess.
Yes, okay.
So he entered that lottery for the Taylor Swift tickets. He ended up getting, like, floor seats at MetLife Stadium that were expensive for face value, $500, $600 per ticket. But he looked on the secondary market to see what they were going for. And they were going for $20,000 a ticket. And I'm thinking, Fleeks, you work in the overnights here. I'm sure you're not rolling in it. You just got married. You've seen Taylor Swift before. You sell those tickets.
Well, you sell those tickets and you go see her down in Miami. Because now you got the money to go take a little vacation and go see her in Miami.
Well, this was last year, whatever it was. But I was like, but he went. He went.
Oh,
something's more important than money, I guess, huh?
He's a lifer. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I know, but these tickets are going to be insane on the secondary market, I'm sure. So, yeah, I wonder if...
especially if these first couple games are competitive.
Yeah.
And they come back 1-1 or maybe the Yankees up 2-0.
Maybe. I mean, the Yankee fan will be salivating at that point.
I would think that if the Yankees come back 2-0, game three... would be a huge number for a ticket.
I wonder if WFAN has the party suite for all three games, or just maybe just one.
Well, don't we have like a contract with them?
Yeah, but I don't know how it works. Maybe they get all three. That'd be something pop in there for the World Series.
Well, if they were listening to me back in August, they would have made sure that they had it. And if they were listening to you, they would have already had the bunting up.
That's right. I hope they did. I hope they weren't wasting their time and they just got out there. And once the Yankees were up and going to Cleveland, I said, hey, we're going to start painting the field.
Wait till you see how pristine Yankee Stadium's field looks for the for Game 3.
Oh, yeah.
And the weather has been amazing. Mm. They probably replaced any grass areas that have been worn down. You know, some of you get those worn down grass areas
Indeed.
In the outfield.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, it's going to look beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like the Masters.
It will. And then so will Dodger Stadium. It's going to be absolutely spectacular, too. I loved that stadium when I was there. It's now, you know, it's one of the older ones now, of course. But
it's,
that
view. They redid the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's really nice. And the view there is perfect with the mountains and the whole thing. So this is
Chavez Ravine.
Chavez Ravine is right. That's right. So this is it, man. As much as I'm
like, it's a World Series steeped in history.
Yeah, it is. And I wanted the Mets to be in it. I wanted to watch a Subway Series. I was all about it. I was confident that the Mets would be able to hang and win. But we don't have that. So we're turning the page. And we're getting here the Yankees-Dodgers and talking about how nice the grass is going to be.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, let's go to John in Oxford, Connecticut. What's going on, John?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Gio. Boomer, listen. With Aaron Rodgers, have we ever seen a first ballot Hall of Famer go from near the penthouse to the lobby in half a season? I mean, this guy, it's almost unfathomable how this has turned into worst-case scenario. Last year, it was bad because he got injured, and everybody was like, oh, geez, well, if we had Aaron, think of what could have happened. Well, you got Aaron, and he sucked.
Yeah, he's been worse. He's thrown more interceptions than Zach Wilson has in the years that he started up until this point, which is crazy. So Zach Wilson, in his first few years of starting, had only thrown, I think, three or four interceptions up until this point of the season, and Aaron Rodgers has seven. You know, last year, the team was 3-3 or 3-4. You know, this year it's 2-5. I mean, it's incredible. The fact that statistically and record wise, the 2023 Jets have been better than the 2024 Jets could be one of the most shocking things that I've seen. I could not imagine that the offense with Aaron Rodgers healthy would be worse than it was.
You know what's amazing? That the Lions, have scored more touchdowns on offense, 18 touchdowns to be specific, in the last four games than they have incompletions. They have 18 touchdowns and only 16 incompletions in four games. Like, Jared Goff is playing the best football of his career, and he and Ben Johnson are in lockstep with each other, and he looks amazing.
Yep.
And this four-game run he's been on. Now, he does it differently than, you know, Lamar does, because Lamar adds the running element to it. I would think he and Lamar are right there for 1-2 in the MVP voting, I would think.
Really is amazing that Jared Goff has become that player. You know, it really is. I mean, he was a good player with the Rams. And then when he was, you know, the afterthought with Matt Stafford, and then they go win the Super Bowl, and it's like, geez, he must have felt like crap. And then here he is now in a legitimate MVP discussion.
I'll tell you this, best offensive line and best offensive coordinator in the league. And they are all in sync with one another. And as long as he plays indoors, you know, he is going to have huge numbers. He has actually completed 83.5% of his passes in a four-game span. That's the highest in the history of the NFL.
Wow. The history of the NFL?
The history of the NFL for somebody with a minimum of, I think, 50 attempts.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's go to John, who's up in the Bronx. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. You're talking about the stadium going to look beautiful for the series. I live and work two blocks from the stadium. My whole life is here. Over the last, since they won the ALCS, they have been nonstop making this neighborhood look like we live in a beautiful suburb. Cleaning graffiti everywhere. You could go online and see the before and after pics. You would think we live in luxurious South Bronx. They're pulling one over everyone's eyes when they come for the series to make it look like we live in the most beautiful neighborhood around.
Yeah, the president of China coming to this game?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like when the Olympics go to China, you know, and they end up...
Or it's when the president of China goes to San Francisco.
I mean, it's so funny. Or when... Yeah, the Sochi Olympics, too, was another one. That stuff cracks me
didn't
up.
They didn't have toilets at the Sochi Olympics or something in the athletic housing or something.
Right, right, right. There wasn't beds everywhere. I mean, it was just,
it's
just
a pile
unbelievable.
Poo-poo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... It's not... Listen, we love our friends from the Bronx. There's some areas there
There's areas everywhere, man.
There's areas everywhere you don't want to be. Yeah, like anytime that you are in like a situation where a lot of people are coming in and they got to clean it up. It's just hilarious. I remember they were actually putting up they were painting houses on wood in China to make it look like a neighborhood instead of showing you the actual houses and things that were going on there in communist China. Yeah. By the way, the Vessel is reopening today.
Oh, it is opening today. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So they have, obviously, whatever safety guards that they have around it.
Which is truly amazing, and not make light of suicide and the issues that people have. But, I mean, that they opened that thing up, and that many people ended up taking their lives that they had to put netting around. It was closed for an extended period of time, so... Just really sad story that was going on, but I mean it's incredible that this beautiful structure is built over there in the west side of Manhattan, and you basically have to now have foolproof measures that people don't jump off.
It's basically a copper honeycomb,
yeah,
is what it is, and it's a beautiful piece of art, and it's also something that you can interact with and get up and climb it, and unfortunately people. I think coming out of COVID had other ideas.
So I went to game one, Yankees Royals in the ALDS. I went to game five, Mets Dodgers of the NLCS. And I had a great time both games. Obviously, game five is a memory I'll always have. But
you sat with Keith McPherson in game one, didn't
I
you?
Did, yep, I did.
How was that?
Well, that was just a little bit because, you know, he likes to bop around. He goes here, he goes there. He's, you know, he's in the bleachers, so... That was just for a little bit up there. I sat with him, but...
I mean, there were expectations they were going to win, though, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk spot. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.